All right. Again, sorry about that. Welcome back here to Mound City. Tony Osborne, William Rother, William Heck, Will Young, and Gavin Summers, the starters tonight for the Panthers. Gavin Summers will jump the center circle for Mound City against Holden Farmer of Rockport. Mound City, the home team, they go left to right as we look at it toward the south goal here in the first half of tonight's ball game at Mound City High School. The winner moves on to play Thursday night in the district final. Here we go. The referee steps in the center circle. Ball is up, and it's going to end up with Rockport. It's going to be Bannock Skillen with the basketball. He'll get the ball up, coming forward with it. Eaton Burke. Burke down the lane, all the way to the hole. Layup short. Rebound. Battle around. Farmer ends up with it. Puts it back up. No good. And a long rebound back out to the top to Eaton Burke. Burke to Farmer. Cross court. Skillen for three. It's good. Skillen with a three-pointer. And a quick lead for the Rockport Blue Jays here tonight. Mound City to the front court. Mound City will play without Brendan Tubbs tonight, a six-foot senior. Ball nearly turned over. Now still under control. Now it's in the hand of Tony Osborne. Out top between the circles, just in front of the free throw, the volleyball line. He missed everything short that time, picked up by Will Young. He goes cross court with the basketball now to Gavin Summers. He goes underneath and a two-pointer up and good for William Rother. We got a 3-2 ball game. Rockport with the lead. Burke in the backcourt, around a defender, whips the ball to the left side. Skillen for three, up and down. And it's Skillen with a couple of triples to start the ball game. And it's 6-2. Rockport with the early lead here over the Panthers. Osborne up at the front, pulls up, 15-footer off the mark, no good. Rebound to Makings. Makings will get it out of there, and Burke coming up the floor for the Blue Jays. Ooh, nobody looking. Luckily enough, Makings turned around in time to catch it against the man-to-man defense. Down to Farmer, leans in, shoots. Osborne hit the deck, took a little dive there, no call, and a two-pointer for Holden Farmer, and it's 8-2. At the other end, Osborne, three-pointer right side of the circle, up and good. Three-pointer for Tony Osborne makes it an 8-5 ball game. Mound City trailing by three early on, and a turnover now by Rockport. Farmer in the backcourt, elevated against two defenders, tried to hit down the floor to Burke, and they misfired on the pass. So Mound City with the basketball. 2 minutes gone by here in quarter number one. To the right side with it, William Heck skips it over to Summers. He'll give the ball now. Osborne, left side, and on the rim, no good. Kept alive, but is out of bounds off of the Panthers. Touching the last, William Heck. And now it will be Rockport ball against pressure by Mound City. Farmer will bring it up the floor for the Rockport Blue Jays. Down the right side, all the way to the hole. Up and good. Powers his way in there. Holden Farmer, big young man, listed at 6'2". Good size. And now Heck up the floor with the ball over to Will Young. Young to Osborne to the free throw circle. Left side, Young. Fake the three, drives in. Farmer blocks it. Out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball on the baseline. The 5:23 to go in the first. Subs for Mound City into the ballgame now. Trevor Tubbs, a 5'11 junior. And also coming in for Mound City will be Keaton Zimbles, 5'10 sophomore. Lob the ball in to Rother. Backing up. Now Osborne gets the ball from Zimbles. Back over he goes to him, and Keaton Zimbles, three ball, left side wing, it's good. And we have a 10-8 ball game, brought forward by two. Off the floor, Burke pushes, and again in the corner, Skillen for three, no, rebound picked up, and on the run, here comes Young, up the floor against the defense, cut off, a lot of contact, the ball's out of bounds, touch last by the Rockport Blue Jays. Again, Panther ball for the baseline. Tony Osborne to trigger in. He'll bring it in there with the ball now is Rother. Out top to Zimbles. Over the left side, he'll be Young with it. He'll dribble to the top. And now he tried to bounce pass to Osborne. It's stolen by Skillen. And he'll give the ball up to Burke. Looks like a little auction one here, maybe defensively for Rockport here. Now, Rockport, front court with a two-point lead, 4:30 to go, first quarter. Farmer, left side, on the wing, holds it beyond the three-point line, back out to Burke. cross court to Skillen. Skillen with it back to Farmer. Man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Farmer down the lane. Lost the dribble. Now it's picked up by Makings. Mike back and in. Goes in and a foul. Probably on Will Young as he came down kind of a tomahawk here. And the foul on Will Young will be his first of the ball game and our first foul of the game, period. At the free throw line will be Micah Makings for Rockport. First free throw of the ball game on the way up. That won't go. And it's Brecken Kelly in, a 5'7 junior now for the Blue Jays, checking in. One more free throw here for Micah Makings. Up and good that time. One out of two. Makes it 11-8 Rockport. Up the floor, Osborne will dribble it up through the circle. Hand it off to Zimbles. Left side to Roker. Down in the corner. Catch and a turnaround by Osborne.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh.
And the ball comes down here to three-pointer. Up no good for Zimbles. And now it's put back on the offensive glass. Up and good by Trevor Tubbs. It's a one-point ball game, 11-10. Farmer double team gets it away and down the lane, throws all the way to the hole, rolls it up, underhanded it, puts it up and in. Two for Aiden Burke, it's 13-10. Rockport up the floor, comes Osborne into the paint, pulls up, shoots short, rebound brought down by Farmer. Farmer with it, he'll get the ball off there. And now to the front court of the basketball. Coming up there is Micah Makings off the right side to Skillen. The Farmer on the left side of the floor, beyond the arc, guarded there by Ruther. Farmer backing up with the dribble. Moving right. Backs in, spins into the lane, hangs, and he got her to go. Farmer with six in the early going. It's a five-point lead for Rockport at the 2:58 mark of the first quarter. In the paint, and a bounce pass. Down low, Roper tried to get it underneath there to Trevor Tubbs. They did not connect. The ball bounces out of bounds. Bound City will bring back in the game Gavin Summers in place of William Roper. Timeout on the floor. It's 15-10 Rockport. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
February is Heart Month, so here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet, limit alcohol intake, maintain a healthy weight, manage stress, and keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
52 to go in the first quarter. Rockport playing well. They lead Mound City 15-10. And it's Rockport ball. Mound City pressure. Get the ball in, and now Burke will bring it up. The junior comes up the floor on the right side. Lost control of it. Picks it up. Turns. Shoots. And missed it long, or short rather. Out of bounds. Brecken Kelly tried to save it. Couldn't get to it. 5-point advantage here for the Blue Jays against number one Mound City here in the first quarter of the district semifinals. Now with it, Will Young out to Zimbles. To Young for three on the left side. Too strong. The rebound picked up by Holden Farmer. Outlet stolen by Osborne. Off the glass for two. He got five in the ball game. To the front court now, and it comes up to Burke. Osborne went for the seal, came up empty. Burke will pull up for three. Short rebound grabbed up by Summers. Gavin Summers with the board to Zimbles. 15-12 Rockport to the high post to Summers off the right side now. Will Young out top to Zimbles again. They're playing a little box and one underneath reverse layup. Two-pointer for Will Young. One man is guarding Osborne everywhere he goes. Everybody else is guarding a corner of the lane here in a little zone. Osborne went for the steal, came up empty. Now over it goes to Farmer. Three-pointer, no, and the rebound grabbed by Trevor Tubbs. Mound City with a chance to get the lead here for the first time. Zimbles in the corner for Young. Into Summers in the paint. Down the lane. Back out to Young for three. Fills it up from the left side. Will Young with his long ball gives him five, and the Panthers take the lead for the first time, 17-15. Over the top of the defense to Farmer, right side, still in wide open three ball. No. Rebound tip, volleyball around. It's still now like a pinball on the deck, picked up finally by Trevor Tubbs. Ahead it goes, a layup at the other end for Will Young. He has seven. Mound City up by four now. Burke in the backcourt. Mound City, obviously, Tony Osborne, 34.5 points a game is his scoring average. Inside steal by Young. Ahead to Osborne. Up, and he lays it in with one hand. Thought about the dunk. Decided he better not with two defenders chasing him. Now there's a lady and a little girl in the way. There, get out of there. Don't go across the baseline and turn play. Top of the floor, Makings with it. Knocked away by Mound City. 28 seconds on the clock. Mound City up by six. Here's a shot blocked by Summers, but a foul underneath. And I think they're going to get Zembles here. At least he's unhappy. They do get Keaton Zembles. His first team foul number two on the Panthers. No fouls yet on Rockport. At the line, Holden Farmer with 6 points here in the first quarter. 6'2" senior fires up. Got it. He's got seven. He and Osborne and Will Young all with seven apiece in the first quarter of this ball game. Panthers bring William Rother back in. Also in there, I believe now William Heck back in as well. Farmer free throw up, and he got it again. Now he's got eight. 22 seconds to go. Mound City ball up by four at the end of the first quarter here. Dribbling the ball in the backcourt, William Heck. Going around a defender, guarding him is Philip Heron. Now with it, seven on the clock, cross court, Young for three, left side, off the glass, no. Rebound picked off by Corbin Jacob, who's in the ball game, and Farmer will fire at the length of the court. After one, Mound City 21, Rockport 17. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action, Mound City already. They didn't take much time there. On the ball, Mound City has it. On the right side, three-pointer off the mark, no good for William Heck. Rebound to Summers, out to Osborne, three ball short. Summers with another offensive rebound for the Panthers here. And now Young from 15, too long. Rebound again, William Heck. A runner by Osborne off the glass, won't go. And the rebound picked up by Corbin Jacob. Tony Osborne having a tough night shoot, as I've seen. Off the floor, here we go. Micah Makings off to Holden Farmer, left side, down in the left corner with it to Philip Heron. Tough night shoot, he's got 7 points in the first quarter. Farmer off the glass from 10 feet, no. Mound City couldn't control the rebound. Summers in there along with Heck. And the ball goes off Heck out of bounds. Skill in the inbound on the bounce brings it in to Jacob. Back out top now to Philip Heron. And the pass, I don't know who they were throwing that to. There was nobody in a blue jersey or a white jersey where that pass went to the corner. Out of bounds, Mound City gets it off the turnover. To the front, it will be now Osborne over to Summers. Bounce pass to the inside. Heck with it, back to Gavin Summers. 6'7" senior. The top to Young. Three ball on the rim. No. Rebound. Farmer tipped it. It's brought down by Ruther. He elevates and he lost the basketball. And it's taken away by Farmer. To the front to Makings. Double team trapped on the side. Stepped through. Didn't travel. Gets it away to Farmer with 6.5 to go in the quarter. Farmer going up, knocked away by Young. Everybody digging for it. Farmer on the floor, and a timeout call by Coach Aaron Carpenter to save the possession. It's 21-17, Mound City in the second quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action, Rockport basketball, inbounding from midcourt, off to Farmer on the left side. Down in the corner he goes with it to Phillip Heron. Inside, Makings off the glass, up and good. He ran over, or through, however you want to say it. That time, Tony Osborne. Osborne ends up on the deck, no call either way. 6 minutes to go, it's a two-point ball game in the first half. Second quarter action with it, out top now. William Heck, his pass across, knocked away, out of bounds by Aiden Burke. Rockport playing this very aggressively, offensively and defensively. That's the way you have to play to beat Mound City. So into Summers, out top, bounce pass off the right side for William Heck. Heck over to Osborne. Long three-pointer on too strong. Rebound, Rother moving in, and he lost the handle on it. It goes to Summers, now out to Young. Back to Osborne, around the defender, into the paint, pulls up. Got him on the arm, did a Holden Farmer. That'll be the first foul of the ballgame called on the Rockport Blue Jays. Holden Farmer with the foul, putting Tony Osborne at the line. Osborne with 7 points in the ballgame at this juncture. Free throw up, free throw good. In for Mound City, Keaton Zimbles in place of William Heck. Osborne ready again. The lead is 3, and the lead is 4 as he can both free throws. Final night over at the Row Activity Center in Falls City in Class D2 boys sub-district action. Sig Hart beat Lewiston tonight, 73-15. Here we go, Rockport front court off to Skillen, right side, holding it. Holding it, guarded there by Osborne. Now dribbles away, gets the ball to Makings against the man-to-man. Makings backing in on Will Young in the paint, elevates short, and they can't save it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball. 5:08 to go here in period number 2. Mound City up 23-19. Mound City beat Rockport earlier this year, 73-45. That was back in January 4th. Free throw line jumper. Summers banks it in from the free throw line. Gavin Summers with 2 puts the Panthers up by 6. A little full court trap here by the Panthers. It works. Steal by the Panthers by Young and stolen back by Farmer on the pass forward. Skillen wide open, right side wing, up, no good, rebound brought down by Summers. Summers with his fourth board, ahead to Young, offensive foul. Got the ball to go in, an offensive foul called on Will Young, getting back there defensively, Aiden Burke. So it'll be Will Young with his second foul of this first half, team foul number 3 on the Panthers. Big crowd on hand here, lots of folks from Mound City, lots of folks from Rockport. And they're starting to file in here for the next game as well. Long pass up the floor, nobody home. Right to the Mound City cheerleaders there on the pass up the floor by Rockport. So it'll be Mound City ball on the end of the floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's too many players. Willie Young coming out of the ball game. Inbounding, Zimbles will get it into Tony Osborne. He'll play the point right now. Into the game is Trevor Tubbs again. Tubbs with it, right side to Auburn. Around Burke, pushed off. Now lets him go by, and he'll hit it for about 15 on the right side. 11 now for Auburn. The lead is 8. Bounce pass ahead. Up to Burke, pulls up from 15. No, and the rebound to Auburn. Long outlet for Summers, driving in the paint. 5-footer. Short. Ball coming down to Burke. Burke will come out of there with it on the right side. To the front court, into the hands now of Mannix Skillen. Skillen with the basketball, gets the ball to Farmer. He nearly walked with it, gets the ball across to Making to between the circles now. Micah, a 6'1 junior, back to Farmer. 3:23 to go in the half. Farmer, offensive foul. Gets the shoulder, jumps into Tony Osborne, who draws the foul on Farmer. And now Holden Farmer, he has both of the Rockford fouls in this first half. Rockford brings Brecken Kelly in, a 5'7 junior. Sitting down will be Philip Heron for the Blue Jays. To the front court now, it's going to be Zimbles from Osborne. And now over to Tubbs. Trevor will hold it. He'll look. Fires across court to Rother. William over to Osborne for 3. Got it. Osborne with his second triple of the ball game. Has 14. The lead now is 11 for the Panthers. Off the floor, Burke ahead up there to Kelly. Back to Burke. 3 defenders on him. Gets the ball away. I think it was slapped away by Mount City. Makings leans in, fires. No. Rebound tip. Oh, and a big collision. The ball was tipped out, and Zimbles and Burke ran into each other, shoulder to chest, almost nearly a head-to-head collision there, and the foul will go on the Panthers on Keaton Zimbles, his second, team foul number 4. Now to the backcourt, the ball goes to Micah Makings, ahead to Farmer. That could have been a disastrous collision there. Burke, left side wing, driving in, lost the handle on it, gets it to Farmer. Now out to Makings for 3, off the mark, no. Rebound to Osborne, headed up the floor, pulls up, passes off, down the lane, off the glass, no, but a whistle and a foul. And to the free throw line will go Trevor Tubbs to shoot 2. Rockford foul this time is going to go on Eden Burke, his first, team foul number 3. At the line, Trevor Tubbs, it's up, it's good. Fired out like a rifle shot, a low trajectory, but right in the net. Panthers bring in Quentin Brandon, a 5'10 junior. Zimbles will sit down with the 2 fouls. Second free throw up, off the back, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Micah Makings. Makings fell down. Rother was guarding him. Now a timeout again by Rockford to save a possession. Second time they've had to do that here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Here in this boys semifinal round in Class 1 district basketball at the home of the Panthers. They're the host this year. And now Michael Making down the lane. Micah gets fouled by a Panther here. Foul will be on Tony Osborne. That will be his first foul of the ball game. Team foul number 5 and making the line where he is 1 for 2 and now 2 for 3 is Micah, 4 points in the game. Second one up, second one good. Made 3 in a row after he missed that first one. 2 minutes to go in the half, a 10-point Panther lead. Plus 12 has been their biggest lead of the evening, I believe. And now with a high post to Summers. Over it goes on the left side now to Brandon. Osborne playing out on the left side. The ball goes down to Rother on the baseline. Osborne will come get it. Fire for three. Got it. Third triple for Auburn. He's got 17 in the ballgame now. 34-21. The lead is 13. I believe the biggest lead of the ballgame for the Panthers. Farmer to the right side on the wing now with the basketball. Cade making to the ball game. Gets the ball inside and it's put up by Micah Makings. And a Panther foul will be called here. And that foul will go on William Rother. Williams first, team foul number 6 with a minute 18 to go in the half. Makings at the line and this one rattles around and won't fall for Micah. He'll have another one here. Makings ready. Up and got it. And it's 34-22. To the front court with it. Tubbs, Rother, back over between the circles. Tubbs posting up. Down low is Osborne. Fall away. Jumper on the rim. Won't go. Rebound to Holden Farmer. Farmer coming up the floor with it, throws the ball way up the ladder. Makings goes up and gets it. Back out to the top, now to Phillip Heron. Off the left side for Cade Makings, and now to Skillet. Skillet with the basketball. Back to Farmer, 44 seconds to go in the half. 12-point deficit for Rockport. Right side, three ball. Makings, no good. That was Micah. Rebound brought down by Tony Osborne. To the front he comes, pulls up for a long three. Around the rim, won't go. Micah Makings grabs up the rebound, heads up the floor. Here comes a defender from the backside. Panthers like sharks. And now ball nearly stolen by Rother, but he fell out of bounds as he got control of the basketball. So Aiden Burke will be checking in here for Rockport. He'll come in for Cade Makings here with 21 seconds to go in this first half. So inbounded, Burke makes the catch, turns, fires it. It's stolen away as it went to Farmer. Tubbs up the floor. He lost his balance. Now Auburn picks it up. 12 and he lost his balance. Ball taken away. Holden Farmer to the front, 7 on the clock. Down the lane he goes. And a foul on Mound City. Rother or Summers, who do they get? They go William Rother with a foul. He becomes the third Panther with two fouls here in the first half. And it will be Holden Farmer at the line to shoot two. All right, ready to go once again here. Free throw up short this time. Another one coming for the Rockport senior. 4 seconds left in the half. Free throw up, off, no good. Rebound Tubbs. Gets it to Osborne, and we've got an official timeout for what? Well, now a second and a half went off the clock, and they're allowing Rockport to put a player in off a missed free throw. Well, the officials messed up. They should have put him in after the first free throw, I think. But now we get a timeout by Mound City. And it's a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, here we go with 2.5 seconds to go. Mountain City lost a second and a half off the clock there. Ball comes into Rother to Osborne. Was he fouled? No. 3-point shot blocked out top by Aiden Burke. And at halftime, our score, Mound City Panthers 34 and the Rockport Blue Jays 22. 34-22 at halftime. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back with halftime stats coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
When it comes to raising cattle, you want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
34-22, Mount Sealy and Rockport in this Missouri Class 1 District semifinal here today at Mound City. Here's the first half scoring for Rockport. We have 8 points for Holden Farmer, and we have 6 in the first half for Micah Makings. 6 for Bannock Skillen. He got back-to-back three-pointers to start the game for Rockport and then did not score again. Aiden Burke has 2. And that is the total for Rockport. 6-10 at the free throw line. Holden Farmer with 2 fouls for Rockport in half number 1. For Mound City in the first half, they are led in scoring by Tony Osborne. He had 17 in the first half and not a particularly good shooting the first half for the Panther senior. After that, it's 7 for Will Young on the first quarter. 3 for Keaton Zembles, 2 for Gavin Summers, 2 for William Rother, and 3 more for Trevor Tubbs. Mound City, 3 for 4 at the line in the first half. Fouls, William Rother, Keaton Zembles, and Will Young, 2 apiece, 1 on Tony Osborne for the Panthers in the first half. 34-22, Mound City with the lead. Another halftime score up at Auburn in Class C1, Sub-District 1 at halftime. Auburn is leading Wilbur Claytonia 35-7 at halftime. That's game on KTNC and on the World Wide Web, just like this one at MSCSports.net. Hit the listen live button, pick KTNC or KLZA. KLZA is Sunny 101.3. Later on tonight on KTNC, the Fall City Tigers will be playing the Fairbury Jets. Brandon Gatula at Auburn with the call on that game tonight over on KTNC. Right now, we'll take a two-minute break. We'll check the weather. Be back after another two-minute break with the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
For over over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Lows level off around 2 above tonight under mainly cloudy skies, northerly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, 23. Chance for snow tomorrow night, lows around 10 above, overcast. 1 to 2 inches of snow Thursday through Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime in Mound City. It is district basketball on the air tonight here on Sunny 101.3 as the Mound City Panthers hosting the Class 1 District 16 tournament. Mound City in action in this one. Coming up here later tonight, it's going to be South Nottoway Jefferson, or Platte Valley, taking on Worth County, the 2 and 3 seeds hooking up. That'll be the game following this one. Winner of this one plays the winner of that one. Rockport basketball to start quarter number 3, and we're ready to go as they take the final minute off the clock here at halftime. Bring the ball in backcourt. Rockport ball, Micah Makings with it. They go left to right towards the south bucket here in half number 2 tonight. Bracken Skillet with it out to Burke. Burke dribbling around, guarded by Rother, over to Micah Magee. Right side, Holden Farmer. Farmer back out to Makey, Mound City. Man-to-man defense. Auburn just got to play in the middle of the defense. Farmer forces his way in, shoots, misses. Rebound up, no good by Phillip Heron. And the rebound to the Panthers. Auburn ahead. Now it'll be Young. He'll get the ball up, and now back to Auburn for three. It's up and good. Auburn now with 20 in the ball game. That's his fourth three-pointer of the ball game. Lead is now 15. Mound City's biggest advantage of the ball game. Farmer to the front, off to Aiden Burke. Left side, into the hands, down low. Down there with it will be Phillip Heron, a 5'7 junior. Out top, and that's for, or has rather a freshman. And a three-pointer good by Makings. He's now got 9 points. It's 37-25. Osborne hands the ball off, out top to William Heck. Goes inside, cuts back out to the corner, three-ball corner, in and out, no good, and the rebound grabbed by Phillip Heron. Heron ahead to Mike Makings, up the floor with the dribble. Mound City comes out, takes him on with two defenders. Now he gets the ball away to Heron, or rather, excuse me, driving in, offensive foul call on Rockport. That's going to go on Holden Farmer, and that's going to be Holden's third foul. First foul of the half, Holden has three. He is the leading scorer. He had 28 here Saturday in a one-point win for Rockport in the opening round as the fifth seed took out number four. Now here comes the Panthers, the front. Take to the high post to Summers. Back out on the far right side to William Heck. Now Rother, left side. Will Young holding it. Now back, Rother. Bounce pass down to Young in the right corner this time. Lob it back to top of Rother to Summers to Osborne. He goes underneath, takes the ball back out to the top, and now they give him the ball in the right corner. Drives in, draws the crowd off the glass, too strong. Kept alive by Young. Rebound grabbed up by Aiden Burke. Burke in the backcourt, coming up the floor. Burke moving over on the left side, now to Farmer. Farmer's going to have to play and be careful with three fouls, and he pushes his way in again off the glass, up and good. He's in double figures with 10 now. And here come the Panthers to the front with it down low, Rother. Rother moves in, a little runner off the glass from about 6 feet is up and good. William Rother has got 4 points now. He was hurt for a couple, 3 weeks here at a badly sprained ankle. Here's a drive and a block by Rother. Away to Osborne, driving all the way to the hole. The finger roll up and good. No foul call that he wanted. 22 now for Osborne. Panthers up by 14. To the front court now, Micah Makings with the basketball. Makings dribbles around, gets the ball away to his teammate there. Now out on the other side, back out to Makings for three on the rim. Up, no good. Rebound, Tony Osborne on the fly the other way. Right hand on the left side, up and down. 43-27. Panthers up by 16, their largest advantage of the ball game. Aiden Burke with it, holds it out on the far sideline, cross court. Skilling with it, looking to go somewhere, gets it away now to Phillip Heron. Heron back to Holden Farmer. Farmer over to Burke, into the paint, tripped. Down he goes, and a foul on the Panthers. Well, yeah, he got tripped. I mean, unfortunately for Mount City, it's a foul on Rother. That's his third. It was not an intentional foul of any sort. It's one where he had to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Rother and Heck come out into the ballgame. Keaton Zimbles again for Mound City, and also back in Trevor Tubbs. Inbound to the baseline. Three ball, Burke, left side, up and good from the wing. Aiden Burke with his second bucket has 5 in the game now. Ahead to Zimbles. High post, and now back to Zimbles from Osborne for three on the rim, no. Rebound, Tubbs, put back, no, tipped by Young, won't go, rebound to Zimbles. In traffic, Osborne underneath, finally draws a foul. Hit as he went to shoot. He's on the left side. Scooped it up with his rocket hand. It went in, and oh my, it's Holden Farmer. His fourth foul of the ball game. That is a disaster for Rockport. Auburn with the bucket has 26. He's got 9 here in the quarter, looking for 10. And Farmer's going to sit down with 3:38 to go in the third. Free throw rattles out of there, no good. And the rebound to Eden Burke. Clock's not running. 3:38. Start the clock. There we go. Up the floor with the basketball now. Brecken Kelly in the ball game for Farmer. Brecken Kelly, the 5'7 junior. Farmer, the 6'2 senior, their leading scorer. Also in, Cade Makey, the 5'7 sophomore. To Micah, he drives the baseline, kicks it out to Burke. And a hand-checking foul called there by the official on Mound City. Guilty party will be Trevor Tubbs, his first, team foul number 2. Now, it'll be Skillen to inbound from the baseline. Looking all the way out top to Brecken Kelly. Kelly with a big step, almost traveled with it, gets away to Bracken Skillen. And now to Cade Makey. He'll get it to Burke. Burke ran into by Auburn going for the steal, and Tony was guilty there. His second foul, team foul number 3. Inbounding will be Skillen. Panic looking, guarded by Summers. They got too close. So now they call that off, and Skillen will inbound to Burke. 15-point Mound City lead, 3:03 to go here in the third quarter. Bring the ball forward out to Burke. Burke with the basketball holding it, and we've got a shot up and good, but it won't count. A foul before the shot on the Panthers. Again, they get Trevor Tubbs, his second foul. Fourth foul of the second half on Mound City. Bounce pass into Burke. Out top with the basketball now, Philip Herron. And here's a steal by Auburn. Going in on Skillen. Contact. They both end up on the deck. And Auburn gets up. Gives the camera lady a hug as he ran over. She's from Mound City, so I'm sure that's well known between the two of them who they are. Normally, players don't go around just hugging people who don't know during the ball game. Foul on Skillen, his first. Free throw for Auburn is good. He'll have another one here. It's up. It's good again. That gives him 28, and the Panthers are up 47-30. 2:45 to go in the third. Micah Makin picked up his dribble pass, and it's knocked away. Out of bounds off the hand of Trevor Tubbs. And now it will be Skillen to inbound the ball from the baseline. Bracken looking against the full court pressure by Mound City. Gets it into Micah Makings. He'll lob it ahead to Eden Burke on the left sideline. Back to Skillen. Bannock off the right side and now to Herron in the right wing. Looking to bounce pass into Makings. Turns over Summers. Oh, tough shot. No good. Rebound to Will Young. Oh, he stepped on the baseline as he was trying to get the ball back in there. Scrapping for it with Skillen down there and out of bounds. Rockport ball. Bring the ball in now again to Philip Herron. Herron, junior. And now we've got a whistle away at the ball. An offensive foul on Rockport. Going to be called on Bannock Skillen. His second, team foul number 3. Some sort of an illegal screen away from the ball. I didn't see what he did, but it had to be what it was. Lob it across to Summers on the left side. He'll dribble up. Bounce pass down to Tubbs. He'll go underhand with the pass to Osborne, and he lays it up and in. He's got 30 in the ball game. Minute 57 to go. To the front court. Now with it, Micah Makings. Bounce pass. Minute 45 to go. Skillen holds it, looks, thought about a three, didn't, goes around a defender. Out to Burke from 16, no. Rebound to Will Young, and he'll get it out of there to Keaton Zembles. Zembles lobs it ahead to Osborne, got rid of it before he came down out of bounds. They go right back to him. Three ball, flipped again. 33 for Tony Osborne. Right on his season average of 34.6 with 9 minutes to go. Timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
52-30, Mound City enjoying their biggest lead of the ballgame now. You remember back earlier in this ballgame in the first quarter, early in the second quarter, I believe I said Tony Osborne having as tough a night to shoot the ball as I've seen him have. Well, now he's got 33 points. He's got 16 points here in the third quarter alone. And Mound City has stretched their lead out to 22 points here. They're up by 12 at halftime. Holden Farmer back in the ballgame. Here he comes up the floor, cross court to Burke. Aiden pulls up on the rim. No, rebound brought down. Just in the game, Quentin Brandon in for Mound City. Ahead to Osborne for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound to Farmer. Farmer with it. Up the floor to Burke. Flips it away to Skillen for three. Short, no good. Rebound to Zembles with 55 seconds to go. Ahead to Osborne. Pulls up. 15-footer, no. Rebound on the weak side to Aiden Burke. And now to the floor. Micah Makings with it. Spins around out of there. Gets it to Burke with 40 seconds to go. The Farmer. Final game of the season for whoever comes up short on the scoreboard in this one tonight. Mound City looking for a return trip to the Final Four. Here's Holden Farmer for three. No, I think Farmer, Summers might have got a piece that's saved in by Osborne. Dezembles now ahead to Young. Cross court with a skip to Summers for three. No, and the rebound down to Micah Makings. Makings gets it out of there. 10 seconds to go. It'll be Burke to the front. Six on the clock to Farmer. Holden dribbling. Leans in, gives it to Burke for three. It's on the rim, no good. And that will be your score after three. Mound City 52, Rockport 30. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny. Will Young with the basketball out on top with it. He'll get the ball over to the right side now to William Heck down the lane. Osborne up and a whistle and a foul as he hits the deck. I'll tell you one thing, he's probably been on the deck more tonight than Coach Ryan Osborne would like to see. Foul is on Aiden Burke, I believe. That will be his second foul. Team foul number four. Osborne's free throw is up and good. That's 34 points for Osborne. Second one on the way, up and rattled her home. I believe if what numbers I have and what Coach told me this week, Tony Osborne has now scored 2,999 career points. Here's a three ball by Burke, up no good, and a rebound brought down by Quentin Brandon. Brandon up the floor with the basketball, off to Will Young, now to Rother. William looking down the lane, Young off the glass, up and good. Will Young gets his first bucket this second half. He's got nine left. Here's a steal by Osborne, and he hammers it home. He dunks it home for 3,000 and 3,001. And everybody in the crowd knew it. He's now got 37 on the night. He needed 36, and he gets it on a tomahawk dunk. The other way we go. Oh, Burke, no good. Rebound brought down by the Panthers by William Heck. To Young, up the floor he goes, back out top, and we've got a foul. Getting ready to shoot it was Quentin Brandon, and Holden Farmer just fouled out of the ballgame, and that one I didn't see. I'm not saying draw, I'm saying I didn't see it. So Farmer fouls out with 6:46 to go in the ballgame. He had 8 in the first quarter and just 2 after that. He'll be replaced in the lineup now. Checking into the game for Rockport is Cade Makey. A bounce pass in. Rother couldn't hang on to it. Knocked away by Rockport. Then touched last by the Panthers. And it's going to be Rockport basketball. So in Skillen will bring the ball in to Makings. Back to Burke. Burke up the floor. Plays it back for Micah Makings. 28-point lead for Mound City. Up off the glass or off the iron, no good. Shot there by Heron. Underneath, Osborne goes inside again along a contact and the blocking foul. And that might have been his last hurrah of the night because if he keeps driving the hole like that, ended up on the deck. Here comes 4 Mound City players off the bench, and Coach Ryan Osborne said, you know, if we attain our goal, we have another 5 games to play. We don't want anybody getting hurt. Osborne's free throw up and good. That gives him 38 on the night. So everybody's coming out except Osborne. If he makes this free throw, he'll be out of there too. And if he makes this free throw, we're going to have a running clock, as it'll be a 30-point lead for Mound City. So the senior gets set. Up and good. 39-point night for Tony Osborne. And now 3,003 career points. What an accomplishment. That's a lot of points in a high school career. 60-30, the clock will run unless Rockport can get something on the board here. Micah Makings with it off to Bannock Skillen. Skillen in the right side. Back out top, get the ball around to Micah Makings. He spins, guard there. Will Young still in the ballgame for the Panthers now. Also in there, Gavin Salisbury is in the ballgame, a 5'11 junior. Gavin Summers stayed in. Here, Young knocks it loose. And a runner up, no good, a whistle and a foul. And that'll keep the clock running. Here comes Will Young out, replaced by Preston Saxton in the ballgame, a 5'10 junior. Keaton Zembles is in there so far, along with Trevor Tubbs. I think that's everybody in for the Panthers now that I've seen so far. Out top of the basketball, Brecken Kelly for the Blue Jays. Over to Skillen. Back and with it. Holding on to it. Bannock. Back out top. Swinging around to Philip Heron. Right side. Makings underneath and off the glass up. No good. Rebound. Skillen took it away from Summer. Shoots. No. Rebound to Keaton Zembles. 5 minutes to go in this ballgame. To the front, Gavin Salisbury. Zembles around the right side, down in the corner to Preston Saxton. Cross court left side to Tubbs. Now it'll be Gavin Summers down in the corner, and a long three up, no good by Gavin Salisbury. Rockport rebound brought down by Cade Makey. Up the floor the other way we go. Now Bannock Skillen with it again. Gets the ball away to Philip Heron, and a steal. And driving up will be Tubbs. He wanted to dunk it. He lost the ball. He grabbed the rim. It came down. The ball went through. I think it counts. Timeout called. Yeah, 62, so it's good. Tubbs with the bucket now has 5. And into the game comes Rylan Hall, a 5'8 junior for Mound City. Not sure coach got anybody left to go in here. Off the floor, it will be Heron for 3. Up and good. Phillip Heron with his first points of the ball game. 62-33 at the 4:09 mark of the ball game. Off the right side now, Preston Saxton with it. Zemble down low. Gavin Salisbury drives, shoots and scores. 5'11 junior with a 2-pointer off the glass at the halfway mark of the fourth quarter. Coming up the floor now, Rockport out on the left side. Swing the ball down on the baseline. Shot up, no good by Cade Makings. We got a whistle, we got a foul. And the foul will go on the Panthers on Cole Gillenwater. Oh, okay, I didn't see Cole come in. Gillenwater, a 5'10 sophomore. Shooting 2 will be the Blue Jays. The first one is going to rattle around and drop in the hole for Cade Makings. The sophomore, it's his first point of the night. And it's a 30-point lead yet, 64-34. Zembles out of the ball game now. And the second free throw won't go. Rebound, Micah Makings puts it up. It won't go, and it's off Micah out of bounds on the follow. And it's Panther ball with 3 minutes to go. Rylan Hall will inbound the basketball to Gavin Salisbury. Salisbury up the floor. Left side, Hall with it. Now gets the ball away to Preston Saxton. Back to Hall, back over to the right side to Brandon. Too tall on the pass, out of bounds it goes. Mound City's going to play Thursday night at 7 against the winner of the next game here. If they win that, then they move. If they get 2 more games, that would be the sectional. That would be down in St. Joe at Civic Arena, I believe a week from tonight for that first game. And that'd be followed up by a Saturday game, I believe. I got the schedule right for the Panthers if they keep on winning. But it's not going to be easy. Farther you go, the tougher it gets. Here at 64-34, drive up, back to Preston Saxton. Out to Gavin Salisbury. Takes the ball to the right corner to Brandon. He'll fire for 3 off the glass. No, rebound to Hall. Hall double team, gets it out of there. Salisbury picks it up. On the left side now, into the corner it goes. Saxton driving, and offensive foul on Preston Saxton. Team foul number 7, both teams in the bonus the rest of this second half. Rockport brings Brecken Kelly in, a 5'7 junior, and Corbin Jacob back in there, a 5'10 freshman. And here come the Rockport Blue Jays, a minute 20 to go. To the front, Ozzie Hertz with the basketball, a 5'7 sophomore in there. Now Hertz for 3, got it. Straight out front, Ozzie Hertz makes it 64-37. 1:09 to go in the game. Mound City with the lead, getting ready to move on to the district finals on Thursday night at 7. Down underneath the ball goes to Cole Gillenwater. Out to Salisbury, missed it. Rebound grabbed up by Gillenwater in the paint. Loose ball finally picked up by Corbin Jacob for Rockport. Skillet back and will give the ball up now off the left side to Rockport and driving up. Oh, falling down, loses balance and lane. Cade Makings, and the ball goes out of bounds. The clock will stop and leads now down under 30 again. And now it'll be Salisbury to bring the ball up for the Panthers here. Off the right side, gets it back. Now he's going to fire up a 3 and on the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Bannock Skillen. Skillen will give the ball away to Ozzie Hertz. Hertz picked clean there for a moment by Hall. Hertz got it back off the left side to Jacob. Corbin Jacob will give the ball away to Bracken Kelly. Now to Hertz again. Into the free throw area. Ball loose out of bounds with a tenth of a second. It'll belong to the Panthers. Mound City 64, Rockport 37. Mound City with their 24th win of the year advances to the district final. Rockport finishes the year 14-10. We'll be back and wrap up the scoring for you this one after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Mound City High School, where the final score, Mound City, with the win tonight over Rockport Blue Jays, 64-37. We're going to try to get Tony Osborne up here, so I might have to move out a little bit here if I can get him up here. Here's the scoring tonight for Rockport. It goes like this. Holden Farmer leads the way with 10 before he fouled out. 6 for Bannock Skillen tonight. 9 for Micah Makings. 3 for Phillip Heron. 1 for Cade Makings. Bannock Skillen had 6 points, and Ozzie Hertz had 3 points in the ball game tonight for the Rockport Blue Jays. For the Mound City Panthers tonight, leading the way is Tony Osborne with 39 points, surpasses, we said, 3,000 in his career for the Panthers. I think I heard them mention that he's only the 6th player in Missouri high school history to maybe surpass that point. We have 9 for Will Young tonight, 2 for Gavin Summers, 3 for Keaton Zembles. William Rother had 4, 5 for Trevor Tubbs, and 2 tonight for Gavin Salisbury. Mound City played tonight without Brendan Tubbs in the ballgame, and they hope to have him back on Thursday. One of the kind of strange numbers, we talked earlier today before the game with Coach Ryan Osborne. Coach Osborne, I said, Coach, have you got everybody healthy tonight? I said, I don't think I've seen your team with everybody this year. And he said, nope, tonight we're without Brendan Tubbs. So he's hoping Thursday they will be at full strength and have all their players available. It would only be the 2nd game this year where the Panthers have had all of their players ready to go in the same game. So we'll see if that works out or not. I'm going to take one more time out here and see if we get Tony or Coach Osborne up this way. If not, we'll finish up. We'll take one more 2-minute break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at
GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers